welcome you to upcoming dis.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I just want to congratulate you on your early film career.
Thank you so much.
We just got a chance to watch Some Guy Who Kills People last night, and I know that's one of your latest accomplishments, and hopefully we can talk to you a little bit about that. How did you get that role?
I got that role because my agent sent me the sides and the script for it, and I read the script, and I absolutely loved it. I love my character, and I love the whole story. And so I went to audition for it, and the casting director and the directors and the producers, they really liked me, so I got the job.
Well, and it's a pretty big role in that movie. You're kind of one of the leads, aren't you?
Yeah.
In fact, in the movie, we don't want to give away too many of the surprises, but in the movie, you find out that this guy is your dad, and he's possibly a serial killer, and you get to spend some time with him. And in your relationship with this guy, you're almost the adult, aren't you?
Yes, it was really funny to kind of see how the tables are turned a little bit, and the kid's acting more as an adult, and she's kind of trying to teach her father. You know, because there's this one scene where they're having a pretend date, and she's kind of showing him the ropes of everything. So it was a really funny twist.
Was that hard to do?
No, not really, because a lot of people say that I'm pretty mature for my age.
Uh-huh.
So that just kind of came naturally.
I'll bet. Do you have that at home sometimes? Do you get to play the adult with your parents sometimes?
Not really. I wish.
You wish they'd let you do that. So what was your favorite scene in the movie?
My favorite scene, I have a lot of favorite scenes, but one of them is that one that I mentioned where I'm having the pretend date with my dad because there's this girl that he likes, and I'm trying to, show him kind of the rules, and I'm trying to tell him that he needs to talk, and he needs, to listen to what she's saying, and that was a really cute scene.
Mm-hmm. What about the scary stuff? Did you get to see any of the scary stuff get done?
I wasn't there when they were filming it, but there was this one when one of the characters, Marty Pritchard, gets killed. I got to see him, the whole setup of him laying there on the lawn chair with the big old axe in his head. I got to see that setup, but I think that was about the only one that I saw.
Now, when you saw the movie, did any of the movie scare you?
Not really. I'm not scared easily by like horror movies because I have a little cousin who's a boy and he watches a lot of that stuff like Freddy Krueger.
Uh-huh.
Friday the 13th and all that. So, no, I'm not really scared very easily.
You're not? Well, with this kind of movie, do you think you see yourself doing more kind of scary movies?
I see myself doing, whatever comes my way. If it's another scary movie or, drama, whatever it is, I'm ready for it.
Now, also, it's probably not fair to really necessarily call this a scary movie because this is actually kind of a funny movie in a lot of places, too, wouldn't you say?
True, yes.
That was probably more fun for you to do than thinking about the scary parts, I'll bet.
Yeah, I did like the comedic aspect of it because my character has a lot of funny lines, too. So that was different for me because I don't think I've ever really done, something with comedy tied into it.
Mm-hmm. Did you when you were doing the movie, did you feel more like you were doing a comedy than a horror movie?
At times, because I was in a lot more of, the lighthearted scenes.
Right.
I wasn't in, some of the, the murder scenes. But I also did have a lot of dramatic moments, too, in there.
So tell me, how does it affect your life being such a young actor? I mean, does it affect, the friends that you have and your chances to go to school and such?
Well, yeah, right now I'm in acting. So, having, kind of that social life and stuff that you would have at a normal school is, I wouldn't say jeopardized, but, you don't get as much as that because
right.
I'm homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more just, independent, and it's just me. But I like doing homeschooling because it allows me to do what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it also still doesn't jeopardize my education because I don't miss out on a day's worth of information or something, as if I was in a regular school, I would.
Right. So is acting something you intend to pursue on onward into your adult life?
Definitely. I do, of course, intend on going to college first, and I want to major in psychology because that's something that's really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, I do definitely think I'll come back to it after I finish that.
Well, and certainly psychology is a good tool to have as an actress because you really have to kind of get into people's heads that you don't normally experience. So that might be
a good
thing anyway.
Yeah, you really have to put, kind kind of get in their same mindset and put yourself in their shoes, and that's what makes, you know, a great actor is when someone can do that so well.
Yeah. So how did you prepare for Amy? What are some of the things that you did to get inside of Amy's head for this movie?
Well, one thing that I've always been, you know, taught as a method for acting is you kind of write a black story. You know, you fill in the blanks.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the movie is just a small piece of a character's life, so you need to fill in the other, you know, years before that. So I wrote kind of a paper about her her backstory, her life, before I started filming.
Can you tell us any of that?
I don't have it here with me, to be honest.
That's okay.
And, you know, I wrote it quite a few years ago, so I forgot some of it.
Now, this character, Amy, are there any characteristics of her that you kind of share? Is there a little bit of you in this part?
As a matter of fact, we are very opposite.
Oh.
She's very outgoing. She's outspoken. She's a witty character. I'm, you know, more of an introvert, and I kind of keep to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very different.
How about the basketball? Do you play basketball?
I'm not really a sports person. No, I'm more artistic than what I am, you know, going out there and playing sports. But if I do have to play a sport, I usually play baseball, because
okay.
There's a baseball diamond here by my house. My uncle and I sometimes go there and we'll play baseball for a little bit.
So I'm sure you don't have a lot of free time between school and your family and doing movies. But when you do have those occasional moments of free time, what do you like to do?
I like to hang out with my family a lot, because my family is, you know, they're really close-knit. So we'll go over to my grandma's house. She'll make dinner. We'll just have a good time. That's usually what I do in my free time, is just hang out with my family.
So they get to come and hang out with you at the set a lot?
Every now and then. Actually, there was this one, when I was filming this TV show called Invasion, there was this one scene where I was supposed to be in my classroom, and I actually got them to let my cousin come on the set and be an extra in the classroom, so he got to get a taste of that, too.
Is there anyone else in your family who's interested in acting as well?
No, as of right now, I'm kind of the only one.
Well, so tell me how you got started in this acting. How did the acting bug get you?
Well, the acting bug got me when I was about 4.
Wow.
And I first realized that I wanted to do acting because of my cousin that I had, who actually passed away about 2 years ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. And so, yeah, he was in acting for a little while, and I was telling my mom ever since I was 4, because I guess it was cool for me to see him on TV and then see him at home, you know, just hanging out with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling my mom, you know, I want to do acting. I want to be like my cousin Stevie. So we started with this program called John Robert Powers.
Uh-huh.
And from then I went to a talent competition called Best New Talent, and I won an award. So then from there I picked up my agent, my manager, and things just started rolling for me.
Now, do you find with some of the other people that you meet that they kind of mistake you for your characters and sometimes expect you to be like the characters you play?
I've never actually experienced that, no.
Well, that's good, because a lot of actors complain about that when people meet them, they kind of expect them to be like the people they're playing. They don't understand that that's just a different person you were, and the next movie or next thing, you're somebody different.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny because, you know, as an actor, you get tend to be so many different people. So that's one of the reasons why I like acting, is because, you know, you get to be in someone else's shoes.
So can you tell us a nice story from the set of the Some Guy Who Kills People? Was there something kind of cool or funny that happened while you were filming it?
Trying to think. The biggest thing that I remember from Some Guy Who Kills People was at the end of filming the movie. It was actually my last day of filming, and, you know, my last day of filming is already emotional in every film, because I hate, you know, saying goodbye to everyone.
Right.
But Kevin Corrigan, who played my father in the
yes.
movie, he actually wrote me this really nice letter at the end of filming, and it just said some beautiful things. So I actually started crying while I was in my trailer reading the letter.
Well, and you two had a lot of good chemistry. You really did. I think the two of you were kind of the core of the film.
Yeah, we had a lot of good, you know, a lot of good moments together. We bonded really well. He was an amazing person to hang out with.
So were there some kind of things you guys did together before the movie to kind of get some of that relationship feel going?
Not talking a lot and getting to know each other, so it just all fell in place.
Mm-hmm. So have any of your friends saw the movie?
No, they haven't saw it. They haven't seen it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's usually just playing, you know, at film festivals and stuff, and I know the DVD is coming out actually in a few days in July.
Yeah, that's what
so
we're
they're all waiting for that, and they're all trying to, you know, pre-order it and stuff so they could see it.
Well, yeah, that's what we did, and I got to see it in DVD for the first time last night. We're going to be reviewing it on the site as well, but I have to tell you, we enjoyed the film.
Oh, that's great.
Now, it must be hard. You've been on some big-budget movies because you were on one of the Alien Predator films, right?
Yes.
So now, working on something like this, which is pretty quick and much more lower budget, which do you like best?
I can't really say that I have a preference because both of them, you know, were really great experiences. And, you know, I loved working with the people on Some Guy Who Killed People, and I loved working with people, you know, on the big-budget films like Dark Water and Alien vs. Predator and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I can't really say that I have a preference as to which one I like better.
Well, you certainly seem to have a good attitude, and I think you're going to have a good career ahead of you. Is there anything coming up pretty soon after this that you're involved in that we can talk about?
Not currently right now. As a matter of fact, I'm actually considering taking a bit of a break from acting because I want to really focus on my high school years because I'm a sophomore right now.
Uh-huh.
So I want to focus on my high school years and try to get into my dream college, UCSD.
Okay.
And so right now I'm kind of considering taking a break from acting so I could focus on that.
Well, good for you. I tell you again, I enjoyed the film. I enjoyed watching you and the other actors on the film. And I hope we do see you down the road sometime.
Definitely. Thank you.
Well, listen, take care and thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you take care and have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.